December 7th, 1941, I think you'd be 19 years old at that time. What do you remember about that day?
I was a freshman at Vassar. One of my close friends, Maggie McGraw, grandmother, was coming in town, being flown in by Henry Ford. Her father was head of the Ford Hospital, and the Fords were good friends of theirs at Grosse Pointe. Maggie invited me to lunch at Alumni House with Henry Ford. Well, Henry Ford was a huge anti-Semite, and I was scared to death, but we all lived together. I couldn't say I'm busy. I had nightmares the night before, and I was sure that Henry Ford was going to look across the table and say, Jew.
Because you were the only Jewish girl there?
Yeah, I was the only Jewish girl. I'd mostly not been with Jews. And I didn't ever mention it much. It just wasn't a significant factor in my life.
It wasn't who you were.
No.
The Jewishness didn't drive you.
No.
So that day then, when you met Henry Ford.
I met Henry Ford, who was delightful. We had a good time. But then we went back to our dorm and had the Philharmonic on, and boom, it was December 7th. But interestingly enough, Joan Flint.
Of Flintco, yes.
Joan Flint and I are very close friends. We played tennis together for 40 years. She was a Vassar that year also. One day, it was December 7th, we were playing tennis, and I said, what were you doing December 7th at Vassar? She said, I was at Alumni House for lunch with Bill Flint. There we were, didn't know each other.
And you didn't know until you met her here in Tulsa. You were both at the same place. You graduated from high school in 1940.
Yeah.
And then you went on to Vassar. Mm-hmm. That's where you were then in 1941. Vassar in Poughkeepsie, New York, one of the first schools to have same-sex education, to experiment with that, I believe.
Good for you.
And so that's where you were, and that's what you're talking about there in Vassar. And that experience in Vassar for you, was that good?
It was wonderful. I adored it, and I would never have left. But my father lost money and said, you'll have to go to Northwestern. I left something out that I think is important. I found Highland Park such a boring school, Highland Park High School. I would come home, slam my books down and say, I hate that school. It's so boring. One day my mother said, well, you're not going to be bored anymore. I've arranged for all your classes to be moved to the morning, and you're going to Northwestern in the afternoon, and here's the catalog. What are you going to take? So 3 afternoons, I went into Northwestern and took a variety of classes. And I didn't think they were so wonderful, but they were better than Highland Park High School. And then I went to Northwestern in the summer, so that after Vassar, 2 years, then I spent a semester going to Northwestern and hated it. Christmas night, we were all sitting around the Christmas tree and talking about it. And I said, oh, I hate to think of going back to Northwestern. And my brother-in-law said, you know, Nancy, I've always thought you should go to the University of Chicago. We could practice law together afterwards. It's got sociology and economics and psychology and all the things you like, and you would love it. Well, the first day the vacation was over, my mommy and I went out to the University of Chicago, and it was very fortunate. I found out how many credits I had from Northwestern, and it turned out, by going after school and the summers and something, I had 123 credits from Northwestern.
Wow.
Plus 60 from Vassar. So they took me into the law school. Remember, it was wartime. The law school was not crowded. There were not thousands of men trying to get in. I got into the law school knowing nothing about law, except my father had taken a semester of law school and liked it, but he was more interested in the financial. So I went there, one of 5 women, 3 of whom hardly would talk to the other woman and me. I didn't know. Why were all the judges named John Charles, Chief Justice? You know, I had no... When are they going to get to the real court instead of the trial court? I was really ignorant. But I loved it, and I did well. I took the second quarter of contracts, the second quarter, because I entered in January. So I was taking the second quarter of these courses without the first. It was a real challenge, and I loved it.
Weren't you asked why you wanted to be in law school?
Yes. And I soon learned that if I said I would like to be a lawyer, that was a very unacceptable answer. So I'd say, there are more boys there than anywhere else, and they have the longest vacations of any school. And that was totally acceptable.
I think you were quoted as saying something else.
And oh, also I said I wanted to sway the jury with my hips. By this time, I had realized here were these three women, so masculine, wearing their neckties, etc. And I thought, I do not want to be like that. So I started playing a role of this very feminine, stupid woman. It was a very strange thing because they posted our grades, and I was doing really well. It just fit me. It was so right for me. And I had wonderful classes with Hutchins and Adler, who would choose 20 students to study law and the nature of man. It had an enormous influence on me. And I had boyfriends lined up. I mean, I'd always been okay, but not a real popular kid.
But all of a sudden that happened to you.
All of a sudden, because I was a fake.
So then you thought, I can manipulate these men by being fake. You kind of lost respect for them.
I lost respect for them, totally. Totally.